Hey, are you tired of shopping your car and home insurance every single year? Well, somebody's got to do it. But that somebody doesn't have to be you. At The Rose Group, we can get you up to 10 insurance quotes in less than 10 minutes. Visit us online today at rose-group.com.
Hey guys, welcome to this week's edition of Welcome to Madlanta. We appreciate you guys making us your weekly destination to catch up with some of our favorite Atlanta and Georgia guests, both past and present. Let's not waste any time. Let's get to this week's edition of Welcome to Madlanta. All right, a fan favorite. Like, I think that's an understatement to say about Charlie Culberson, who maybe the nickname Charlie Clutch happened in LA or somewhere else, but I know Atlanta Brave fans distinctly remember it and dig it a lot. Charlie Culberson joins us on this edition of Welcome to Matlanta. You do, Charlie, have a connection with Braves fans, which is, I mean, it's really cool, but it's kind of odd how quickly it happened. How soon did you recognize that?
Yeah, Braves fans are awesome. They always are. They welcome me back. They're great. I think growing up a Braves fan here in Georgia, too, maybe that helped out a little bit. I think people might have known me a little bit before. In those couple moments, that one homestand back in 18 where I got lucky enough and hit two pinch-hit walk-off homers, and might have sparked when that happened. So it worked.
Yeah, it did work. That's the cool thing for you is you're here in 18. That's your first year, so that's the first year of the Braves on this four-year winning streak of winning the divisions. But that year was still a surprise to a lot of people outside of the clubhouse because still kind of in the midst of the rebuild, still young, still waiting on Acuna and a few other young guys. What was your view from inside the clubhouse when that thing began?
I mean, you had some veteran players. Obviously, Freddie's been around for a long time. His leadership, Nick Markakis, you know, those guys kind of led by example. They weren't like the biggest vocal guys, but they just led by, you know, playing every single day and kind of follow their lead. I was kind of happy to be back home, excited to play, you know, in front of the fans, in front of, you know, family as well. But then the big talk with Acuna coming up, I mean, one of the top prospects in baseball, you got Ozzie, you know, Dansby, there's so many good things happening. Camargo had a great year. It was kind of weird because I think people picked us to get fourth in the division that year, and then we won. Personally, it's like you see what you had on the field. I didn't think that was a big surprise, especially with all the young talent. But anyways, the guys were there ready to play every single day. It was a lot of fun.
Let me back up for a second because you mentioned being a local product. You grew up in Calhoun. You get drafted in the first round by the Giants back in 2007. Before you get drafted, first of all, you're a Braves fan, I assume, growing up, right?
Yeah.
So what are your kid memories of the Braves as you grew up in Braves country?
Well, they were winning all the time. So Braves country, I guess, pretty expands throughout the Southeast and really kind of across the country because TBS was big everywhere. And it's kind of easy to say, like, I'll root for the Braves and you have Chipper Jones and Greg Maddux and Andrew Jones and John Smoltz and Tom Glavin and all those big name players and all of them are Hall of Famers. It's just kind of crazy. They made it easy for us to be Braves fans too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're born in 1989. So by the time you have your earliest like Braves memory, you're right. You're right in the midst of like Hall of Famer after Hall of Famer. So how early, is it easy for you to be a young baseball player playing 5, 6, 7 years old? Were you into it that young?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, my dad played 5 years of professional baseball, made it up to Double-A. He helped open a batting cage facility in Roland when I was 6 years old. So it was, yeah. I mean, I lived at the cages. I wanted to be like him. I wanted to grow up and play baseball. And then, like you said, I grew up in a time where the Braves were awesome. And so if you weren't a Braves fan, then I'm not really sure what you were doing.
How good were you at a young age? Like at 7, 8, 9 years old, were you already pretty good, having it in your blood?
I mean, I thought I was pretty good. I'm not the one that's going to go and say I was the best player. My dad helped me out a lot. And, again, I kind of had a leg up on a lot of kids because, again, after school I would just go to the cages and put tokens in the machine and hit all day. And so I had that nice little luxury, but I knew that I loved the game too. And it was a lot of fun, you know, traveling with my best friends and playing tournaments, and then afterwards going and eating, and all that stuff kind of helped the spark for me to love the game.
And as I mentioned, Charlie, you're drafted by the Giants in the first round. So tell me about that process. Did you have an idea it would be them? Did you think it was going to be that early? Like, how involved were you with the whole draft process?
Yeah, we had a couple other guys that I played with my senior year. Josh Smoker, who was the 31st overall pick by the Nationals. And then another good friend of mine, Brody Pullen, who was drafted by the Reds. So we had other guys there being watched by scouts. It was one of those things where there were 50, 60 scouts at our game sometimes, which was a blast as a high school kid to go and just get ready for a game with all these scouts and radar guns and this and that. So I actually had a few pre-draft workouts. I flew out to San Francisco for one, and so that was obviously a long trip, and I had a pretty good idea because that year they had three first-round picks and three supplemental picks, so they had extra picks. And they did show a lot of interest, so I had an idea that it was going to be them.
What was the first professional experience like? Now you're getting paid, like rookie ball or low A ball. How much of a culture shock was that?
Well, when I'm 18 years old, I just graduated from high school, and a week after I signed, I fly to Arizona and show up, and it's 105 degrees outside, and I take all my bags to a Days Inn hotel, and I'm walking to the back. And as I'm walking in, it's so hot outside, I'm thinking, all right, what did I do? I flew across country. What did I get myself into? But then, luckily enough, I walk into a room. I have a roommate, and he ends up being my best friend. So one of my best friends, Nick Noonan. Everything always works out, man. It's an adventure. I wouldn't have changed anything that I've been able to go through. Met my wife. Have three kids, like, things are good. I can't complain.
Yeah, everything happens for a reason, you know.
It does.
The statement is true. Because I've heard that same tale of, like, oh, my God, real baseball for a paycheck, and it's just, I mean, now it's a profession. Does the signing bonus, does the money, does that make it a little bit easier knowing you're going to have to go through the minor league grind?
Yeah, I mean, growing up, I think my parents did a pretty good job of, you know, teaching us the value of things. I saw my dad work sometimes three jobs at one time. My mom, you know, worked her tail off. You know, they did things that they had to do to make things easier for myself and my sister. I didn't know any better. You know, we didn't have a ton, but we had what we needed. And then getting a nice signing bonus at that age, it was nice. But I was always a math guy, good with numbers, so that was cool. But then I go get my first paycheck playing in rookie ball, and it was like $500 maybe, $150 every 2 weeks. But at the time, I'm 18 years old. Again, I didn't need a whole lot. So that was the time where I knew that I wanted to continue to work, to keep moving up, to keep, you know, bettering myself and maybe make a little bit better paycheck down the road.
Oh, and you also discover taxes are a thing that comes out of a paycheck.
Yeah, the government, they always have to have their hand in on things. But that's part of it.
So you kind of make your way through the minors, which is never an easy life, as much as, you know, we all see the major league lifestyle, that's different. Eventually you get traded as a minor leaguer, so a lot of guys will look at that as it's not working out here, I'm blocked by this guy, maybe that's a chance, or why are they giving up on me? You got traded to the Rockies. How did you receive the news?
Yeah, I got pulled out of a game one night in AAA in Fresno, California, and they told me after that I got a phone call from the Giants GM saying that they were trading to the Rockies and that I'd probably be going to Colorado Springs. You know, it's one of those weird things that, like, some guys wish for a trade. They wish for a new opportunity. They wish because maybe they go somewhere else. The grass is greener on the other side. Like, again, I'm thankful for that opportunity because I'm here today, being able to be traded again to the Braves, and then go on and play with the Rangers. But it's a crazy thing. I mean, my wife was pregnant with our first child. She was 7 months pregnant. And then we get in her little Infiniti, pack up the car, and drive 17 hours from Fresno to Colorado Springs. So it's like, it's just crazy. it all worked out. But, you know, some of those things, like, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, athletes and other people go through, and literally your life changes just like that in one quick phone call.
Yeah. Yes, we're brought to you by the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. It's kind of my go-to. I'm a little bit lucky. I live in Woodstock, so I'm right around the corner to downtown Woodstock on Main Street to see the Daily Draft, which I've told you many times, it's the ultimate sports bar experience, not your father's sports bar. You're talking wall-to-wall flat screen, self-serve taps, craft bar, chef-inspired menu. And with sizzling plays ahead, if you're planning on tailgating both this summer or this fall, maybe you're going to MBS or Athens or on the flats, or you're hosting a game night at your home, check out the Daily Draft's newest menu addition, the Tailgate Box. Yes, you can enjoy their wings, boneless wings, a couple of sides, a bag of popcorn, and of course their homemade jumbo cookies. Now these are pre-order only. You can go to thedailydraft.net or give them a call at the Daily Draft to get the pre-orders in. If you're also looking for a new place to grab lunch during the week or even order on Uber Eats, check out the Daily Draft. They have a great lunch lineup for only $11 Monday through Friday from 11:30 till 3:30. Again, go to thedailydraft.net or you can check them out on Facebook or Instagram. The Daily Draft, a unique experience from the moment you walk through the door, a walk-up window to order drinks from the sidewalk, craft beer bar, pool tables, darts, wall-to-wall flat screens. You won't miss a single second of the game. Go check them out today at The Daily Draft.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
I should ask you, because you did make your major league debut with the Giants before you were traded. So take me through that day. Who gave you the news? And is it every bit the TV movie, you know, fairy tale that you hear about when you get the call and you have to start letting all the family know?
Yeah. Man, it was a late, again, let's see. It was after a game. It was like 10:30 West Coast time, May the 12th. My manager, Bobby Mariano in Fresno, told me that I was going to the big leagues. I was going to be starting the next day, 1 o'clock game in Arizona. But then after that, it was, so I get the news, and then it's 1:30 Georgia time. I call my mom and dad, tell them I'm obviously freaking out. Well, my dad immediately books tickets for 8 o'clock the next morning. So a little over 6 hours later, they're on an airplane from Atlanta to Phoenix. And it was pretty cool because Sarah, my wife, she was pregnant with Collins, my first daughter, and it was Mother's Day. So I had my wife, my mom, my dad, my sister, my brother-in-law, and then their youngest, their two oldest now, all fly out, make my debut on Mother's Day. We win. I get a hit in my third at bat. And then they all fly back to Georgia after that. So it was crazy. It was a big whirlwind. But yeah, May 13, 2012 is a day I'll remember. It wasn't really about me, it was about my family.
Yeah, it's a pretty perfect day. So who was the first at bat against, and who'd you get the hit off of?
First at bat was Joe Saunders, left-handed pitcher. And I ended up getting my hit against him in my third at bat.
How was the heartbeat?
I got the hit out of the way in the first game.
Like, are you calm when you step in the box? Is the heart racing so much you couldn't think? I mean, what was the exact moment like in your mind?
I think I had 2 hours of sleep because I had a 6 o'clock flight from Fresno to Arizona. I think I landed at, let's call it 8:30 or 9, and then I went straight to the park and got ready for the game. So there wasn't much time to think. It was I think it was just pure adrenaline. And then I remember my hitting coach, Hensley Mullins, takes a picture of me on the flight back to San Francisco, and I was passed out. I mean, I was drained. I was doing, and he said, now you can show people and tell people that in the first midnight flight, you slept the whole way.
That's about right. Yeah, so as the journey goes, right, I mean, you know, there are different routes to getting where you needed to go. Yours started in San Francisco in their organization, to the Colorado Rockies, and then to the Dodgers. And I know for Braves fans, there was a certain piece of video they saw, a certain memory of Charlie Culberson in a big at-bat. And like, if I asked you for three or four huge moments, am I going to guess the biggest still comes in a Dodger uniform?
Yeah, I got chills right now. Yeah, I think that Vin Scully call was, it's got to be up there. I mean, I'll say top two, because I've had some other really cool moments. You know, being able to play the whole game that day and hit the walk-off homer on his last home call ever, 67 years, I think it was. I mean, Vin Scully is arguably one of the biggest names in all of sports broadcasting. And I have a little piece of history, you know, alongside with him. So, yeah, that was pretty crazy. I don't think he could have written that up any better. But honestly, like, yeah, that's probably top two. And then some of the moments I had in Atlanta. I mean, growing up a Braves fan, being able to, like, have some cool moments, some walk-off homers, the throw from left field, like, that felt like a walk-off homer for me, too.
Which, by the way, one of the great throws, like, it looked like you're almost falling down as you're making the throw, and it couldn't have been – I mean, if you dropped it in the catcher's glove, I don't know if it could have been more accurate on a throw like that.
Yeah, everything lined up pretty well that in that moment. So that was it's crazy. Everyone thinks, like, all those cool moments only come from, like, offensive plays. But, like, I was inserting in the left field in the eighth inning, I think, and then that happens in the ninth. So, no, it's crazy.
Yeah, that was against the Marlins, if memory serves.
Yeah, Marlins, yep.
Yeah, that is crazy. So getting to come home to play for the hometown team, that can be good or bad, right? That can be great in a lot of cases. Some guys don't handle that very well. I'm sure as a part of your journey, though, you loved the idea of, like, being involved in that deal that sent Matt Kemp there and brought you here.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was, like, the extra guy. I knew Alex really liked me. He liked the things that I could do, especially at shortstop. So that was a big deal. But to get that call that I was getting traded, like, oh, I'm like, oh, crap, here we go again. And then they said the Braves. Yeah, it was crazy. I obviously wanted to do really well. I had a slow start in 18, but I had some things I had to, like, clean up, too, with my swing and stuff like that. But, no, I mean, it was a blast. Play in front of your family all the time. Yeah, I mean.
Was the ticket awesome. Request thing, though, is that ever a bother?
You know what? It's a good problem to have. I mean, I live 10 minutes from the stadium. Like, I could take my kids to school. Like, some days I could pick them up from school, and then I can say, hey, I'm going to the park, and I'll be back later. So the ticket request is, you know what, it is what it is, but it's a good problem to have.
Now, how soon did you find out that there was, whether it was real or not, some sort of, like, he looks like Dansby or his hair like Dansby or there's, like, this Dansby Charlie thing? Like, how quick did that come to your attention?
Honestly, I can't recall the first time, but when you look at each other, you're like, I see it. But there was one day in particular when we were playing catch. I'm like, yeah, this is kind of weird. I'm playing catch with myself.
It's your doppelganger.
Catch myself. I always thought, like, you know, how would it be if I caught my own pitch, my own throw?
Let's put this to rest then. Who has the better hair?
I mean, if you have to say yourself, then I think it's the other person. So I can say.
Too humble, Charlie. Way too humble in this.
It's just hair.
So being involved in that team, winning the division, 90 wins, a surprise, maybe ahead of schedule, backing it up in 2019 with another division title. I mean, there's nothing more fun than being in pennant race baseball and on winning teams. Give me sort of the retrospect, the look that you had being a part of those couple of teams and how fun that was.
Yeah, I mean, I was lucky enough to be in L.A. for parts of two seasons and two division titles there in 16 and 17, and kind of bringing that over with me and, you know, winning three more with the Braves. I didn't have a whole lot to do with it last season, as I didn't play really ever. But I was still there for the most of the season and the postseason. But just a good group of guys, obviously super talented guys. And the more that they get into it, the more that they win, you can tell that, like, the feeling of loss when you lose in the postseason, it hurts worse every year. So, like, they've been there, done that. You know, I'm happy for the guys. I want everybody to do well, but it does sting a little bit, you know, seeing them celebrate again after doing it with them for three straight years.
Yeah, that's the weird part. You go to Texas, and, I mean, that's the life of the major leaguer, but, like, there's the human side of this that you've still got a bunch of connections and relationships there, and I'm sure, like anybody, again, hometown team and what you did here, I'm sure you would have loved to have been a part of it again.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, things change. Opportunities change. I had a good opportunity in Texas. I got a chance to play a good bit this year, and that's what I wanted. Going from not playing at all to getting a chance to play, you know, that helped me in my career, I feel like. But, yeah, it still stings just knowing that you're not a part of that, but you're happy to see guys that are happy and doing well, obviously.
How different was the Texas experience? Besides the, like you just said, the obvious playing part, but like clubhouse and just, I mean, how different was the day-to-day life there?
I mean, we had a younger group of guys, a lot of guys that were kind of getting their feet wet. Some guys doing really, really well. Beautiful stadium. I mean, wonderful park. Being able to go there every day to work was pretty cool. You know, teams go through down years and losing a lot of games, and we did that, but I tell people, I'm like, I was a part of that too. Like, I helped the team win some and I helped the team lose some. So that's just kind of how things go. And you got to learn and grow from it. Sometimes you and other guys can surprise the fans and people on how well you do, but we just got to learn from it and move on.
So what's your outlook now? I mean, baseball, you can still play it in your 30s and, you know, do it at a high level. Like, what is your next 3-4 years outlook on what you want to do?
I want to keep playing. Yeah. I mean, I want to win. Obviously, that's the name of the game is to win ball games. But I still feel like I got a lot of baseball left. It's kind of hard to put a time frame on it. I think only certain players can do that and say, like, when they want to be done. I'm not sure if I really had that luxury, but I want to, like, play until they say, like, you can't play anymore.
Well, the good news is, we, from what I've heard, and I didn't see it the other night being there, but I heard Charlie Culberson made quite the TV debut. Did you have fun doing the stuff both pre- and post-game?
I did. It was just post-game. I got to hang out with the guys, you know, up in at the park. We watched the game inside. It definitely helped that the Braves won, that way that questions were easier. We got to talk about, you know, more positive things. But I enjoyed it. It was something that, you know, I always try to keep doors open. And, yeah, when I'm done playing, maybe I can roll into that. So we'll see.
Is TV or, like, is there coaching? Is there a way you want to stay around it if it's beyond just, you know, the obvious of, you know, doing some analysis?
You know what? I don't really know. Like, I've thought about it for a long time. But, you know, I got 3 kids. They're growing up. It's like whenever that time comes, then I'll make the decision. If I can make a decision on my own, I mean, I would love to coach. I love coaching. I love teaching young kids. That the other night after the game was a lot of fun. So we'll see. I'm not really sure. But, yeah, I'd like to be able to potentially do something that I can, you know, stay around home to and watch my kids grow up a little bit more.
Yes, we're brought to you by the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. It's kind of my go-to. I'm a little bit lucky. I live in Woodstock, so I'm right around the corner to downtown Woodstock on Main Street to see the Daily Draft, which I've told you many times, it's the ultimate sports bar experience, not your father's sports bar. You're talking wall-to-wall flat screens, self-serve taps, craft bar, chef-inspired menu. And with sizzling plays ahead, if you're planning on tailgating both this summer or this fall, maybe you're going to MBS or Athens or on the flats, or you're hosting a game night at your home, check out the Daily Draft's newest menu addition, the Tailgate Box. Yes, you can enjoy their wings, boneless wings, a couple of sides, a bag of popcorn, and of course their homemade jumbo cookies. Now these are pre-order only. You can go to thedailydraft.net or give them a call at the Daily Draft to get the pre-orders in. If you're also looking for a new place to grab lunch during the week or even order on Uber Eats, check out the Daily Draft. They have a great lunch lineup for only $11 Monday through Friday from 11:30 till 3:30. Again, go to thedailydraft.net or you can check him out on Facebook or Instagram. The Daily Draft, a unique experience from the moment you walk through the door, a walk-up window to order drinks from the sidewalk, craft beer bar, pool tables, darts, wall-to-wall flat screens. You won't miss a single second of the game. Go check him out today at The Daily Draft.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
So last thing on this Braves team itself, and you're playing in Texas, so you really can't keep up with a ton of it, but like, you know, the basic story of how much they lost the whole outfield from Acuna to Ozuna and Pache are gone and no Soroka and they lost Arnaud and like all that stuff happened. Yet here they are. How do you kind of reconcile that they've been able to overcome that stuff and get here?
That's having depth. That's what depth gets you right there. Having depth, having the players, having guys have like actually been there and done it before. I mean, you know, the first time in 18, there's a lot of guys that got their feet wet in postseason ball. It was like, and I've been there. You're almost happy just to be there. These guys, they're obviously excited to win, but you can tell that they know that they should win. The really good teams know that they should be there. But yeah, I think that comes from veteran leadership and just having depth, having guys that are available. You know, they had their AAA team stacked this year with so many guys. You look at the roster at one point, they probably had 40 or 50 years of service time, I'm sure, with all the players that they had there. So I think that helps out with the GM and making decisions for the big league club.
And then the Freddie Freeman part of this, Charlie, like to end that series the way he did with the eighth inning home run off Hader, the face of the franchise, all that stuff. Like Freddie Freeman, I assume as the teammate, is as good as the, you know, the fans see the guy on the field every day, just either watching at the ballpark or on TV.
Yeah, Freddie, I mean, everyone knows that Freddie's one of the best in the game. He knows that too. I mean, he's confident. He knows that he can go to the park and kind of roll out of the bed and just hit. And at the end of the season, he's probably going to hit close to 300 or 300 like he did this year. You know, the great players, you know, they'll go through those stretches where they might not do as well, but then they get super, super hot. And at the end of the day, the numbers at the end of the season kind of speak for itself. And Freddie kind of leads by example by just showing up every day and playing the high caliber of baseball that he always plays. It's pretty simple. I mean, he doesn't overdo it because he knows that he has to be out on the field to perform. And that's why, you know, Braves fans love him so much because he's done it for, 11 years now.
Well, like I said, I think Braves fans had a love affair with Charlie Culberson, too. The Charlie Clutch stuff, everybody had a big kick out of it. Nothing but continued success, whether it's continue playing and the TV stuff, all of the above. Charlie, we appreciate you spending some time with us.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. I appreciate you.
Folks, let me ask you a question. When it comes to dealing with experts, don't you know they've got your best interest in mind? Think about somebody in the medical profession as opposed to you diagnosing yourself. You would never do that. When it comes to insurance, I would think, yeah, you can go shop your own rates, but don't you want the professionals to do it for you, the experts? Well, I'm talking about the Rhodes Group. My friend Clayton Rhodes and the great folks at the Rhodes Group, they did that for me, and you should know. You should be shopping your rates or having pros do it each and every year because the rates change so much. When I'm talking about home or car insurance, you could be saving a bundle if you have professionals like the Rhodes Group shopping for you. They did just that, and they saved me a couple of $1,000s a year with home and car insurance combined. You can be the next to save a bunch of money with the Rhodes Group. I want you to go to their website. It's rhodes-group.com. It's spelled rhoads-group.com. Or follow me on Real Matt Lanta on Twitter. You'll see the link. You can click over and have them give you 10 quotes in 10 minutes at the Rhodes Group. Locally owned, a great bunch of folks who are professionals when it comes to finding you the best rates. Go to Rhodes-Group.com, have them shop your rates. They'll give you 10 quotes in 10 minutes at the Rhodes Group.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
Guys, thanks again for joining us. We appreciate it very much. Thanks to Brian Murphy for producing the podcast, and thanks to you guys for making us your weekly destination. We'll talk to you next week on Welcome to Madland.
Welcome to Atlanta, where the players play, and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming, and parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Welcome to Atlanta, where the players play, and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming, and parties don't stop.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.